In Lausanne, Switzerland this morning, officials with the effort to bring the 2024 Summer Olympic Games to Boston are meeting for the first time with the International Olympic Committee, the IOC. They are there to discuss the city's bid and possibly answer questions about the lukewarm public support for the Games here in Boston. The talks are underway there, so we're joined right now by WBUR's Kurt Nickisch, who's in Lausanne. Kurt, good morning, and thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Bob.
Let me ask, is this the beginning of Boston's effort to sell the city to international Olympic organizers?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Although it's not a hard sell today, this is a new thing that the IOC is doing to basically meet and greet candidate bid cities from around the world. And it's supposed to be relaxed meetings, informal conversation. But yeah, Boston 2024 is essentially on a very long application process for, you know, a mega sporting event. And they're trying to put their best foot forward.
So as I understand it, these meetings are part of a new selection process that's supposed to bring more transparency to the international selection process. But these meetings are private. So do we have any idea at this point as to what's being discussed?
Yeah, we do. I met this morning with Boston 2024 just before the team left for the day full of meetings. And CEO Rich Davey told me that they've prepared a lot of questions for the IOC. The Boston group wants to know how far they can go, for instance, to use existing revenues to host events to keep costs down. And that's just one question, Davey told me.
And then also, are there ways for us to potentially increase our revenue as well, which will obviously help pay for our costs? I'm sure the IOC, I know, will have some questions for us, the referendum, for example, and how we see that affecting our bid, obviously. And
Bob, I know Davey sounds kind of matter-of-fact there, but, you know, what he's saying is that Boston 2024 wants to find out how much money the IOC will chip in to run the game. So, you know, while these meetings are supposed to be about, you know, getting to know each other, they're also laying the groundwork for, you know, what could be serious negotiations for this mega event down the road.
In addition to money, also public relations and public support at issue. As I understand it, the IOC is responding to an apparent decrease in interest in hosting the games by trying to offer more to help potential host cities, not only in the U.S., but around the world. Could that be helpful for Boston? How does that factor in?
Yeah, it could be very helpful, just number one for the bottom line, as we just heard. But you're talking about a city that's skeptical of big projects, right? And so it just can't hurt Boston 2024 that they're embarking on this bid just as the IOC is rolling out reforms to try to lower the cost of putting on the games and incorporate city planning better. But I have to say that, you know, the proof is going to be in the pudding. I mean, the IOC has approved these reforms, but, you know, they still have to act on them and they have to vote that way when it comes to picking bid cities. But today's meeting is an early step in that process and kind of a first chance to get a sense of the IOC's commitment.
Let me ask about the public perception question. How big a factor before the IOC is the question of whether the public in Boston or the city of Boston or city of Boston residents themselves will endorse Boston's Olympic bid? How big a factor is that, do you think?
Oh, it's front and center for sure. I mean, you heard Davey talk about that. Boston 2024 is definitely expecting that question. It's important because the IOC may actually reject some candidate bids before the referendum is held, and Boston 2024 wants to be on the short list. So what their team is saying today is that they're not the only bid city to ever go through a referendum process. And they're also going to talk about recent polls that show support for the Olympics goes up markedly if voters think that public funds will not be used to run the games. So Boston 2024 has an answer, but they're also going to have to get used to this question because they're going to be asked about it wherever they go.
Members of the United States Olympic Committee, the USOC, are also joining in the meetings. What do you think they're adding to the process?
Stability, really. I mean, the top officials from the U.S. Olympic Committee, Chairman Larry Probst, CEO Scott Blackmon, they both have a long history of working with the IOC, highs and lows, like Chicago's failed bid for the Summer games. So they know the personalities. They can introduce Boston 2024 folks who are new to the process to these personalities. And the other thing it shows is that the USOC, which, you know, has sometimes been at odds with the IOC, is taking this new process seriously, and it's serious about the bid. And I have to say, Bob, it's not just the USOC people along with Boston 2024 has hired a couple of experienced people who've worked on other cities' successful bids. So those consultants are here for that, you know, stability too.
I have to mention, Kurt, as we close, also in Switzerland today, not where you are, but in the city of Zurich, there's huge sports news out this morning. A half dozen FIFA soccer officials, international officials, being rounded up for extradition to the U.S. over a federal corruption indictment in the U.S. over how FIFA has awarded games. What's the reaction there among the people you've talked to? What's the buzz?
Oh, the word has definitely been getting around. Boston 2024 folks were talking about it this morning. Let's be clear, like, this is FIFA. These are FIFA arrests. They're charges. They're not related to the IOC. These are two different organizations. They have different power structures. They have different practices. The IOC did go through its own vote bribery scandal during the 2002 Olympics in Salt Lake City, the ones that Mitt Romney rescued. And the IOC, you know, did reforms and has apparently moved past that. But, you know, to have members of one global sporting body arrested at one lake in Switzerland while Boston 2024 is meeting with another global sporting body at another lake in Switzerland, it's just, it's an unfortunate coincidence for them.
I should say. WBUR reporter Kurt Nickisch reporting from Lausanne, Switzerland this morning. Kurt, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Of course, Bob.